I would like to hear from the panel members and then from the people from the audience the way in which taking bhikkhuni ordination and living the lifestyle and following the precepts and holding the form is actually something that has added to your spiritual growth. So first of all, I'd like to invite Ayasudhira to give us some background of how you've come to this stage and what it has brought forth for you.
Thanks, Pai. Good morning, everybody. My name is Sudhira, and I, compared to many of the other ordained Sangha members here, my ordination is very, very recent. First came in contact with Buddhism actually at school, which is very unusual for an Australian person. I went to a boarding school that was an international school, and there were students there from many different countries, many different Asian countries. And many of those students who went to the school were from Buddhist countries and were Buddhists. Very, very foreign culture and things like that. But she was just the most humble person I'd ever met. So that was my first encounter. And then I'll skip about 30 years until I came in contact with it again. And I was doing some voluntary work in Sydney. And I walked in after this talk had started, and it was a talk by Venerable Tejo Dhammo Bhikkhu, who now has Sangha Lodge. And at that time, I didn't realise that he was a bhikkhu because he wasn't in robes. He'd come back from Thailand after being there for many, many years as an ordained person to see if it were possible to teach Buddhism in Australia. And I sat in this chair and I could barely get out of it because of what he was talking about. It just connected something in my heart immediately. So that was the start of a 10-day course that he was doing at the Aquinas Academy. And I went back every night and finished this course, and that was the beginning of my investigation into Buddhism, really.